Y'all mother truckers, welcome to another Rainbow Sparkle Sunshine Happy Happy Happiness edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in my Florida room, looking down on all that's happening in Hollywood town, which is nothing this morning. There ain't really much of nothing going out there. It's overcast. Nobody goes outside when it's overcast in Hollywood because that's just how that shit goes. And it's fucking butt ass early in the morning because that's when I do this, because I got a place I got to go to every day, which means I got to do these things at random weird ass mother trucking hours. I digress way too early in the program this morning, but like I said, you are listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. Guess what you get, mother truckers? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Why the fuck ain't you doing it? I don't know. I ain't got no reason for it. Your ear holes will be full of nothing but joy, rainbow, sparkle, sunshine, and probably a Dolly Parton feeling or two if you listen to the Hollywood Hick on the reg. I'm just saying is all. Also, you need to be following the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay? Okay. Oh, you know what else? The Hollywood Hick here comes on this here Crab Diving Network every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. New episodes coming out on Tuesdays and Fridays in the 7 in the evening slot. Now, them is West Coast times, mother truckers. So don't be going and thinking it's going to be 7 in your time zone, because that just ain't going to happen to some people. Only West Coast America people. Anywhere else, do the math. Figure it out. Or you can download the podcast off of the iTunes, Stitcher, the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com. You can get it on SoundCloud. It's everywhere. Okay? It's everywhere. Just go out, listen to it. Enjoy yourself. Get some ear hole joy. That's what I think you need to get. I'm just saying is out. All right, let's get back. Whatever. Enough particulars, right? Let's get into what is happening out there. Oh, sorry, I missed my Tuesday program, y'all. And that is, I can tell you why that was, because I went to the Homo Rodeo out in Palm Springs. I told y'all about that, right, on the last one, right? It took me a long time to recover, because I am old. I am old. Do not let this youthful dewy glow deceive your ass, because I am old, okay? Old. O-L-D. Old. But I don't bounce back like I used to. I was having a good time, having fun, swimming in a swimming hole, drinking beers, going out watching some rodeo, because it is real rodeo, y'all. Although we do throw in some campy events, but like putting panties on a goat, that one is pretty funny, trying to watch people put panties on a goat. These poor goats, how humiliating. I was sitting there watching that. I was like, oh, that poor goat, it's just getting humiliated over and over, getting a pair of panties put on it by a bunch of crazy people who are trying to do it as fast as possible. And this poor goat's just like, what the fuck? You would think these goats would just give in, which I think they finally do. They switch out the goat every once in a while, like after every like 5 or 6 teams run out there, because it's 2 people run out, one holds it, lifts up his legs, the other one tries to get the panties on really fast. It's kind of funny. But then these poor goats, I was like, it don't hurt it, but it sure must humiliate the fuck out of that goat. Hopefully they don't remember it on the flip side. Maybe they're like a fish and can only remember so many seconds long before they forget shit. That's what I'm hoping, that poor goat. But I had a good time out there in Palm Springs at the Homo Rodeo. I'm going to talk slower so I don't fuck up. I'm only like 3 minutes in and I'm already fucking up my words. I blame early time in the morning. But like I said, it was fun out there. Although it did rain on our head and get kind of chilly in Palm Mother Trucking Springs. Saturday, like the sun would go behind the cloud. People were like, freezy, cold breeze coming through here. Sun come out, you're like, fucking blasting the heat. It was like a freaking contradiction of contradictions. I don't know where I'm going with this. Whatever. Homo Rodeo, ton of fun. Hollywood Hick does not bounce back like he used to. Does not bounce back. It took me till like Wednesday to feel right, so I overslept and the place I go to every day overworked my ass, so I did not get a Tuesday program in. So I apologize if you were looking for a Tuesday program and it was not there. But I'm back now. It's Friday. Everything is good. We're back on to the Hollywood Hick program here on the Crab Diving Network. So let's start talking about something other than my freaking boring existence of going to the Homo Rodeo. Am I regaling y'all with my fun times? But let's just get into this, because you know I say this every so often, that I have just been waiting for a celebrity to just break the fuck down and go nuts. Like, I want somebody to go nuts like Britney did back in the day. Bless her heart. She's done bounced out of it. So good thing. Like, Lindsay Lohan broke down for a while, was going all fucking nuts. We need another stupid, like, pop star or something to go freaking just nuts and lose it and just all the pressure weigh in on him and just take control. And I think we might have our next. Ooh, y'all, I'm so excited. I hope I don't get too excited and then have it, like, jerked out from under me. But I'm just telling you, because, you know, we done broke the fuck up. I done broke, because this child has done got on my last nerve for the last time. I've given him too many chances to try to, like, not be a freaking douchebag McDoucherson the whole fucking time. But I think this dude is on the verge of a breakdown, and that is what I live for here on the Hollywood Hick program. Now, I know it ain't nice to say, and I know it's bad to wish ill on somebody, but the Justin Bieber might be bordering on about to have it break down, lose it completely, go crazy, and then I hope he goes after a freaking SUV with an umbrella. Is exactly what I hope happens. I hope he shaves his head and goes after an SUV with an umbrella, kind of crazy. That's the kind of crazy I want to hit. But apparently, the Biebs, it's like, I ain't the only one to go and break the fuck up with somebody, too, because apparently the Biebs is breaking the fuck up with his fans taking pictures. He's like, hell to the no. I done had it. Some girl went up to him and tried to, like, get a picture with him somewhere, and he's like, done. So it says over here on the TMZ the other day, apparently he just said, he done came out and said, no mas pictures with fans. No more. Broke the fuck up with taking pictures with fans, right? Says here on the TMZ, Justin Bieber's no more pics with fans. I feel like a zoo animal. That's what he says. So, and you know, the Hollywood Hick is a big, what is the word? Fuck, I can't think of the word. A big supporter of the theory. I don't know. Whatever. I believe that if you go into trying to be a giant pop star, then there's certain little, like, pitfalls that come with it. One is people are going to want their goddamn picture with you, and you just need to suck it up or stay the fuck home. You got to figure out how to do it. Or be like that Sia chick who wears big old wigs where you can only see, like, her lips because of the hair covering everything else up, and you just go incognito. Those are your options. That's it. That's it. That's your option. So if you're going to be a big old giant pop star, you can't get butt hurt because somebody might want to take a picture with you. So I feel like a zoo animal. Well, you know what? Then stop. You know how you can fix that? Go away. Go the fuck away. Because you know what? You can take you and your cheesy fucking pop music with you. Okay? Because it ain't that good. You got a couple of catchy songs here and there, but you really ain't as good as you think. You're just cute and you make these little tweeny girls' privates quiver. But because of that, you made all of these freaking songs. But really, for the most part, most of them are very generic, not that great. I will say. But I will say that one, What Do You Mean song that just came out not long ago, that one was catchy. I will say, I'm not saying all his songs are bad, because I do love me a pop song. I am a sucker for a pop song, especially a cheesy pop song. But for the most part, Biebs ain't got a candle to most pop stars out there. And I really don't think his shit's going to hold up over time. I really don't. I think he's going to be like a David Cassidy kind of joke at some point. Like, really, he's going to have like 17 DUIs like David Cassidy in his later years, trying to relive his utes. That's what's going to go down. But says here on the TMZ, Justin Bieber and the Siberian tiger at your local zoo have something in common. They both want you to stop taking their picture. Why would the Siberian tiger want you to not take a picture? That don't make no damn sense. Did some Siberian tiger do something? I'm going to have to look that up, because I don't know. Did a Siberian tiger, like, eat somebody up for taking his picture? Because if that's the way it is, I would say I'd giggle. But I'd feel bad for the person. But I have this, like, bad habit of I have empathy for somebody, but it is hidden by my giggles. Like, if somebody falls down, I cannot not laugh. That's just not in my wheelhouse. I can't do it. I feel horrible for you, and I hope you are okay. I genuinely do, but I can't not laugh because it's fucking funny. I watched a chick when I was in college. It had to hurt too, poor thing, and she was kind of a geek. I felt horrible for her, but she fell down some steps, and it was a spectacular fall down some steps that I saw, and I fucking busted out, fell on the ground laughing. I felt horrible the whole time. Then she went running away, even more embarrassed because my loud ass, especially when I'm like 19 years old and just a fucking juvenile delinquent, pain in the ass. But who was it a funny fall? It was very dramatical, because you know when somebody tries to stop a fall while it's happening, and then that just makes it worse. Sometimes you just got to give in to the fall. I fell down some steps one time at a bar, had just got there too. I couldn't even blame the booze. All I can blame was my flip-flop that gave out on me. And then I fell, reached for a railing that didn't exist because it was only on one side. So I reached left when the rail was on the right. launched my ass down these steps, and all I remember is going, tuck and roll, bitch, tuck and roll. And that's what I did, and I survived pretty much unscathed. Couple of bruises, a little bit of embarrassment, because when I fell to the bottom of those steps, there happened to be some friends who happened to be standing there going like, nice. Assuming I was Cootie Brown drunk, which I would admit I was Cootie Brown drunk if I was Cootie Brown drunk, because I have been Cootie Brown drunk enough times to not be able to, like, ashamed of it, because I don't care. I like to have a good time. As long as I ain't hurting by any with my good time, who gives a fuck? And apparently in that instance, if I had been Cootie Brown drunk, I would have only hurt myself anyway. But I ended up freaking ass overhead, upside down in the corner of this stupid stairwell. And then my friends look up and they're like, oh, nice one, you dumbass McDumbasserson. Whatever. I digress. But back to the Biebs and his freaking breaking the fuck up with his fans taking pictures, right? Says Biebs just posted an APB saying he doesn't owe his fans anything. You really do, because your fans are the ones who pay the money to see your freaking shows. They pay their money for all of this. They pay all this money, which has made you a rich little pain in the ass douchebag. That's what they've done. So yeah, you do sort of owe them something. I disagree with that theory. It's like, I don't owe you anything. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You really and truly do. But he goes, especially a duty to stand there while they photograph it. Bieber said, I feel like a zoo animal and I want to be able to keep my sanity. Well, okay, then don't. I realize you want to go outside and do like normal people things, but then you don't. That's just, then you better figure out how to go incognito like Michael Jackson used to do. You're going to have to come up with your disguise so that way people don't see you or know who you are. But you go out there as looking just like Justin Bieber, barefoot, walking through a park, and if some girl sees you and she's some little tweeny bopper girl who like thinks that you're cute and wants to like rub her things on you, then that's what you get. That's what you then. Also, if you're out there by yourself, that's why you get you some security, fool. They can put those people back. You out there by yourself. You did this to yourself. And then you want to blame other people. Oh, everybody comes and attacks me. I can't be normal. No, you can't be normal. That was a decision you made a long time ago. When you decided to go and try to be this big international singing pop sensation, then that was something that you pretty much said, okay, my privacy is no mas. That's what people gonna try to take pictures of my pecker. People gonna try to like take pictures with me. People gonna try to sneak up and do things. Like, that's just how that goes. If you don't understand that by now, like, I can understand it if you were 14 and didn't get it. But now that you're 20 something and you're an adult, then no, I can't buy that. I can't buy that at all. But Justin goes on and says, people try badgering him into taking photos saying, I bought your album. His response was, you got what you paid for, an album. It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo. No, it doesn't. But it also says, but it does imply that they're supporting your career. And maybe you could just take a fucking quick ass photo and move on with your fucking day. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just do that. Or don't fucking go out to some freaking public park. Go do something. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question other than maybe get you some fucking security so that these people don't come over and freaking accost your ass if you're so upset with people accosting your ass. But apparently, see, it says here, this is what we're getting at. Bieber seems to be in crisis. He was walking around a Boston shoe. What does this mean? He was walking around a Boston. I think it should be a Boston park. You left out a word, TMZ. You might want to go back up in there. People's writing today is just fucking horrible. And I know this is coming from somebody who sounds like me, and I say this all the time, but people need to freaking proofread their shit. Why don't nobody proofread anything? I proofread stuff. I proofread a goddamn tweet. I proofread a goddamn text message because I want it to fucking make sense. And then, because the other day I was trying to flirt with somebody, had a buzz, was trying to be cute, not making no damn sense when I reread these tweets. I was like, oh my goodness, you know it's bad when somebody you're trying to flirt with was like, could you speak English? And, yeah, so that's where I'm at in my life. How does that make y'all feel, right? Well, says here, I'm going to add the word that the TMZ people have so left the fuck out of here, idiot people. But apparently, he was walking around a Boston park shoeless Monday, playing with squirrels in a park. People were swarming him in the park, and he couldn't handle it. Then get the fuck out, dude. If you're getting swarmed by people because all of a sudden they're like, ooh, Justin Bieber's over there barefoot playing with squirrels, doing some squirrel fishing. That's what he needs to do. He was missing his squirrel fishing pole. I'll have to get in touch with the Biebs and be like, dude, you're not doing it right. You should be using a squirrel fishing pole. You won't play with squirrels. This is the best way to play with squirrels. And park squirrels are the best ones on account of they ain't scared of people because they're used to them all the time. Now, I'll tell you real quickly how you squirrel fish because I think it's hysterical and it's so much fun to do. My buddy and I do it every once in a while. But you get a big old long pole and you put a string on it and then you tie one of those peanuts in the shell that kind of like does like the Mr. Peanut on the peanuts, on the roasted peanuts jar, on the Planters peanuts. You know what I'm talking about? one of them like eight-shaped peanuts. You tie it onto the string, and then so when you get a squirrel, you lower it down, and when the squirrel grabs onto it, you try to see how high off the ground you can get the squirrel before he lets go, and whoever gets the squirrel the highest wins. See? Fun game. Unless you're doing it at Malibu Beach over at Leo Carrillo State Park, where we were doing it one time and the lifeguard came over and got all upset, said that we needed to let squirrels be squirrels. And I'm like, I am. This squirrel seems to be having a good time going to town on some nuts. Sounds like a homo right then, didn't it? But I'm talking about a squirrel. But that's what, okay, I digress. Back to the Biebs, right? Lord, I'm the digressingest mother trucker error. He said he wasn't going to take no fans, but then he claims he's not melting down. That's one thing they say. He's just a guy that likes squirrels. I can get that. Squirrels are cute, but he ain't fishing them right. He's just trying to feed one. And I love this picture. It's like he's trying to feed the squirrel's butthole in this picture on the TMZ. But says that here that the Justin Bieber's No More Photos declaration and his barefoot strolls had fans and his inner circle worried he's heading down Meltdown Street. But crisis has been averted. I don't think so, because we're going to get to more of this. I don't think so. I think they're just trying to make you think that's the way it is. But he was out there playing with squirrels, which is fine. You can play with all the squirrels you want to. Squirrels are fun. But it goes on saying, sources close to Justin tell us there was deep concern. He was emotionally unstable. But during a heart-to-heart convo, he insisted he was just pissed about a growing trend, fans shooting photos of and videos of him without speaking to him. Hence the zoo animal comment. Okay, would you rather them run up and accost you or just like snap a picture as you're walking by? That's just how it is. Like if you're going to be out and you're one of the biggest pop singing sensations in the world, Justin, then you might have to deal with people taking your picture once in a while, buddy. I'm just saying is all. Good Lord have mercy. Blah, blah, blah. Some family in the fucking park in Boston got him all upset because they were taking this picture. You know what? Fuck you, Justin. You need to just, you are, your false sense of grandeur. Like, they're going to take your picture. Then apparently, after they said that he was doing okay, now, he next thing you know, he's like, over here, according to the TMZ people, Justin Bieber doing something in a tree. That's it, really. So he just climbed up in a tree. He's like, it wants attention. That's the other thing about it. He's like, don't talk to me. Don't touch me. But I'm going to be over here on display making you want to talk to me and touch me. That's the thing. Like, he's like, these people that just can't, they don't know what they want. They want it all. Like, I want all the attention, but I don't want anybody to give me all the attention. It's like some kind of weird, like, oxymoron. But apparently, while still in Boston, apparently says here, Boston has Justin Bieber going out on a limb, and we ain't got no idea why. 24 hours after declaring he doesn't want fans treating him like a zoo animal, Justin climbed up in a tree in the Boston Commons and started meditating or stretching or both. Hard to tell what he's doing. He's got his arms out, right, streets like he thinks he's some sort of Jesus. I swear to God, he thinks he's got some sort of Jesus complex. Like I feel like he's doing like this cross pose where he's got his arms out like he's stigmata and up there on this tree or something. I don't know, like he feels like some sort of martyr. I don't get it. If you are so upset with the way the world is treating you, then maybe you should just fucking like, just like take a break. Go away for a little bit. Go to some remote island. You can climb all the fucking trees you want. Ain't nobody gonna get your picture. Make sure there's enough freaking jungle canopy over your head where them helicopters couldn't get a picture even if they wanted to. Climb all the fucking trees. Play with all the critters that you want to. Be the Ellie Mae Clampett about that shit if you want to. But you got to figure out how to do it in a place where there ain't a whole bunch of people in public. And if you're out in public, fuck you. I'm going to take your goddamn picture. That's just how that shit works. I'll be like, ooh, look over there. Justin Bieber in a tree thinking he's got stigmata. Snap. That's how that's going to go down. Might even be some video of that shit. I might make some money off of it. I become a paparazzi right there. That's just how that shit works. But it says here that fans who spotted the Biebs up in a tree, Biebs in a tree, say they actually talked to him. Remember, Justin was griping that his fans weren't interacting with him. So at least that's what happened this time. But something definitely seems off lately. But maybe he's just trying to catch up with friends. So that's what he's saying here. But no, I don't think so. I think this is the beginnings, or I'm hoping this is the beginnings of a public meltdown, like a very public meltdown where he just goes nuts, shaves his head, starts beating SUVs with an umbrella, doing all kind of untoward nonsense. Then this is where it starts, because this is what was happening. Remember when Britney and Lindsay and all of them were doing that? They were going out partying, acting a fool, doing things. Well, just after one of his shows, says here on the TMZ, Justin Bieber, just a regular guy slamming shots in Boston bars. See, this is what it is. So he's like, I don't want him attention, but then what I'm going to do is jump up on a bar and just start slamming shots in front of a whole bunch of people. He don't know what he wants. Like, he goes back and forth. He's like a rope in a tug of war between I want attention, I don't want attention, I want attention, I don't want attention. You know what it is? He wants all the attention, but then he wants it on his terms, which that ain't ever going to happen. So this is what's happening up in this bar. It says here, if Justin Bieber's got beef with his fans, he didn't show it as he partied in a couple of Boston bars like any other 22-year-old who can afford round after round of shots. After his Purpose concert, Wednesday, I say that sometimes just to be funny, but I don't make no damn sense. Wednesday, Justin hit up Storyville nightclub and looked totally comfortable being the life of the party. That's it. You can't have your cake and eat it too, Justin, you dumbass bitch-ass bitch. Okay? Don't go around saying, I don't want any attention. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't try to take my picture and then be the life of the party jumping up on bars thinking, don't think that right then I wouldn't take every fucking picture I could. I'd be like, look at Justin Bieber's bitch ass up there pounding shots, looking a fool. And apparently, too, he can't beer bong to save his fucking life. Apparently, he's like getting sued by some dude for like $100,000 because he like snatched the dude's phone and smashed it and like got his freaking security to rough him up or whatever because he tried to do a beer bong at some freaking bar. And apparently, he failed so miserably, he got all like butt hurt and then was like, nobody can see this. Nobody can know that I'm horrible at doing beer bongs. Everybody's first couple of beer bongs do not go well. I went to college. I know what that's like. This story goes on. Apparently, he was up on the bar doing tequila shots and didn't mind people taking photos. So which way is it? You can't have your fucking cake and eat it too, Biebs, you bitch-ass bitch. But a rep from 617 Productions tells us he racked up about $2,400 worth of tequila and vodka. But apparently, he was bumping to Justin. That's on the DJ, right? The DJ was playing Justin. But it was Timberlake's. So at least they weren't trying to, like, appease him and play his own music because that's just gross. When I see people up there dancing to their own music, like in a bar or something, I'm like, dude, this is not the place for that. Unless you're gonna fucking put on a goddamn show, then let me just listen to Justin Timberlake and his freaking frying pan face and everything will be good, right? But apparently he went to a dive bar called Tam before and was like doing short shots of Fireball and he was being super nice to everybody, but it's like I don't get it. Like he doesn't know what's going on. Like his mind is like going back and forth. See, and that's what's gonna happen. I'm waiting for it all to just snap. That's what I'm waiting to happen. Just fucking snappity snap snap. That's what I'm waiting to happen. But was there one more story here? I think there was one more thing. Yeah. So, and then, if that ain't enough, like, he just keeps going out doing weird shit outside. And that's how it begins. They just start doing weird shit, wandering off, like Amanda Bynes used to do. Remember Amanda Bynes when she went crazy? But she went legit crazy, poor thing. Like, I think she just, something just, like, let loose inside her head. She was like, oh, I can't take it no more. Snap. That's how that happened. So now they got pictures of him outside of the Canadian government place. What is it? Parliament. So they're outside of the parliament. He was in full meditation mode up in the grass with parliament looming in the background. But because he was up in there for his purpose tour. And so there he is laying up in the grass trying to get more attention. That's the thing. He's like, don't give me attention while I do things over here to get me attention in my like cut off overhauls. Looking like I want attention because I'm going to do these stretching and yoga moves. And everybody's going to be like, oh, look at yoga ass over there. Oh, that's Justin Bieber, the yoga ass. So, dude, either you want attention or you don't want attention. I get the feeling you want all the attention. And when it ain't all at you, you get all butt hurt and upset and start doing things to act out. So, please, keep going on this path, Justin. Please, 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 for the Hollywood hick, quit, 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 quit. Not doing this stuff. Yeah, just keep doing it. That's basically what I'm saying. I don't even know what I was trying to say. I think I went quit and then I tried to back out of it and then I didn't know what to say. So sorry, but no, keep going. Keep going. Let this crazy train roll, dude. Let this crazy train roll. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's go on. What else is going on? Oh, you know I like to talk about this chick, that Azalea Banks likes to get in a Twitter war like ain't nobody's business. But this Azalea Banks chick, right? You know who she is. Where is she at? Is that on here? Oh, here it is. So, this is Azalea Banks, this rapper chick that I think is more famous for Twitter wars than she is for actually rapping because I ain't never heard one of her songs ever. And not that I seek out a whole lot of rap music because it ain't really my thing, but if you're like a big-time rap artist, you usually can't get away from it, so I should have at least heard one song she's done. But apparently this bitch, all she wants to do is get into Twitter wars. And somehow she got it up her crawl that this Zayn dude, you know, he used to be in the One Direction, and now he done went solo. Has some Pillow Talk song on the radio that's just God awful. I don't understand why people like it. It's like shot to number one in like a week or something. I'm like, why? He's adorably cute. I get that. He's very cute, but that don't mean that song's good. That don't mean that song is good at all. It's a horrible song. It's a horrible song. I would tell you to look it up, but then I wouldn't want to fucking assault your ear holes with how horrible that song is. But apparently she got all upset because she thought he was copying her look from some of her one of her videos or some shit. And she put out a tweet that said, "Damn, Zane, be mood boarding the fuck out of me." I guess mood boarding also means stealing my look or something. And then he came back with one that may or may not have been directed in her direction. But he had one that came in that said, "No lies, dot, dot, dot. I see you reaching, but I don't care. Squinch emoji face, peace sign emoji," right? Then he goes on with one more. He goes, "My ex, too good for you." And I honestly kind of agree with that. Whatever. Well, apparently she took that as some sort of slight, went butt ass crazy. That kind of crazy, just nuts, beyond nuts, right? So she goes, "At Zane Malik, LOL, you a bitch N-word I ain't allowed to say." And he ain't even. He is not even. I don't know why you think you need to call him that when he is like some sort of like Middle Eastern, I think. And she goes on, she goes, "LOL, you a bitch word I ain't supposed to say for even responding like that. Keep sucking this young Rapunzel dick, you hairy curry scented bitch." Yeah, she went there. She didn't stop either. She goes on another one, "At Zane Malik, dude, I make better music than yours." At least his music might be bad, but at least it's on the radio and people can hear it. I'm just saying it's all Azalea Sugar. I don't know. Like, he's on the radio actually making money off of his songs. You're just on the freaking Twitters causing trouble, getting people to like want to fucking punch you in the throat. I'm just saying. But she goes on to another one that says, "Dude, I make better music than you. Simmer down with that fake white boy rebellion that you want a Bieber swag." What, I don't like, he's not a white boy. He's not a white boy. I think he's Muslim. So that sort of negates that right there. You don't even know what's what. And then she didn't stop. She goes, "I'm gonna start calling you Punjab, you dirty bitch." That that's not racist. Somebody who gets all upset about people being racist about things, and then she is being horribly, horribly racist. And then she didn't even stop there because she becomes a racist homophobe. That's what this chick is. So she's like freaking got freaking issues with the homos, and she's like doing like freaking hate crime, gay bashing over here. But then she goes on, "You dick rider for real, for real. Ride this dick until the wheels fall off, Punjab." Yeah, that's what she says. That's what she says. So then, like, he just took the high road, I think, and don't say jack, right? Well, she didn't just stop there either. Bitch did not just stop there because, oh, before we go on, though. But because of that, she got her ass dropped from a music festival after that. Because apparently she would, like, people do get listen to her music. I don't know. But I ain't one of them. I ain't never heard any of it. But over on this Pitchfork site, says here, "Azalea Banks dropped from festival after racist Zane Malik tweets." Mm-hmm. See, that's what you get, girl. You could have been making some money, and now because you're a bitch-ass bitch who likes to go on the Twitter and be a racist homophobe, now you out your money, and ain't nobody gonna get to see you do whatever fucking rap shit you do, which I'm sure is only mediocre, because if you were any good, you'd probably be all over the radios by now with all of your stupid internet attention, right? But it says, "Azalea Banks has been dropped from the lineup for Rents FM's Born and Bred Festival taking place June 4 and 5 in London after she directed a series of racist tweets at Zane Malik last night. The social media storm began, blah, blah, blah. In a statement, these people said, "We have decided to cancel Azalea Banks' headline appearance at Rents Born and Bred. Rents Born and Bred is a celebration of rave culture and has been created for everyone. We celebrate inclusivity and equality." Yep, see, you know what happened there, girl? Broke the fuck up. You got broke the fuck up with by something called Rents FM. That sounds like something that happens at a salon, and they could not even put up with your bitch ass, right? They could not even put up with your bitch ass. So now you're like, they're like, "Bye, Felicia. We don't need you and your racist bitch ass bitchiness up in here," right? Well, that ain't all of it. Then there's some 14-year-old child, right? 14-year-old child. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I know I saved this fucking article. Here we go. A Disney star. A Disney star. Her name is Skye Jackson. She's 14 years old, right? 14. She shuts Azalea Banks down. Just 14-year-old girl took this bitch to the fucking mat. Took her to the mat. I ain't kidding. Hold on. It's on this here iPad. But apparently this over on the Us Weekly says, "Dang, girl. Skye Jackson shut down Azalea Banks on Twitter on Tuesday after the 24-year-old singer went on a racist and homophobic rant against Zane Malik," right? Apparently, Azalea Banks needs to simmer down a little, the 14-year-old star tweeted. Where are the tweets? Do you not got tweets on here? I thought this would have had the fucking tweets. You know I'm going to have to find the tweets. Damn it, Janet. I thought I had saved the article with the tweets because they were too good. We're going to find it right now, though. Hold, please. Ooh, 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 oh, ooh. Okay, here go, here go, here go, here go. So apparently this Sky Jackson girl, right? 14. Remember, this girl is 14 years old. 14 years young, right? She goes, Azealia Banks need to simmer down a little. And then she puts like a wide eye emoji and then like laughing and crying emoji, right? Obviously, says here, the 24-year-old singer was not having it. Mm-mm. She comes back, well, you need to grow some. Like, this chick is like, she's actually kind of unoriginal. And all she does is just like go for meanness. Like wit and mean are two entirely different things, Azealia. Do you get that? Do you understand the difference betwixt wit and mean? You don't get it. You don't get it at all. You don't understand. But she goes, you need to grow some hits and start your menses. Stay in a child's place. That's what she says. Kid is 14. So Sky comes back with, when a no-hip having 14-year-old has more class than you, worry about your career. Get one. Peace sign emoji. Then this freaking Azealia comes back on here. LOL, your mom's been pimping you out to Disney since you were a little girl. Let's see what you end up like at 21. Bye. She ain't gonna be like you, Azealia. I have a feeling this one might not be some freaking dirty bitch-ass bitch who, like, his only claim to fame is, like, you're a fucking loudmouth Twitter. Actually, well, we'll get to that. Whatever. But she kept going on. Azealia did not stop there. She goes, LOL, says the Disney Channel reject. You know they don't like girls your color. Enjoy it while it lasts. They got lots of people of color on them Disney programs. I've seen it. She goes, then this guy comes back with, I had a career before Disney, and I'm sure I will after. And I know I won't turn out like you, bitter and miserable. Fix your life. And I'm sure my mom did a way better job than yours did. You give black women a bad name. I'll be praying for you. Well, guess who didn't like that? Guess who did not like it at all? One Miss Azealia, bitch ass. I can take it. I can dish it out, but can't take it. That's it. So she's a dish it out, but can't take it person. And we all know that the Hollywood hick is not someone who is a fan of people who can dish it out, but can't take that shit. I'm just saying it's out. But she goes on, she goes, never heard of you before, never even seen you on TV. You aren't a star, you aren't a topic, you're a meme. Actually, let me tell you, Zaya, if you were watching Disney Channel programs that are designed for like 12-year-olds, I would be worried about your ass, okay? I don't watch no fucking 12-year-old Disney Channel programs. I look at them like, this shit is insufferable. How do children like it? I don't know, but they do for some reason because they're making bank on those things over at Disney. I'm just saying. She keeps on going. This is Azealia Banks. LOL, is your mom tweeting for you? Does your mom believe in the white man's Jesus too? Aw. Then she goes, sell insult and religion. You know people don't like that. Then this Sky Jackson comes back with, you got dissed by a One Directioner. How miserable can your life be? Now have several seats, Azealia stanks. Good one. You go, Sky. Then she comes back with another one. A meme with 2.3 million Instagram followers. My memes are more relevant than you. Now that's sad. Now bye, Twitter troll. You would think it would end somewhere along here. It does not. This shit keeps going on. Azealia keeps accusing her of her mom, like being on this. She calls her a thot. We're going to paraphrase some of this because this would just go on for fucking ever. And I got some other stories I need to get to, right? Like, she comes back with one. She goes, you need to get your ass done and your tits done before you become a proper Instagram thought girly. She's 14. That means her ass and her titties probably is still like forming up in there, you dumb bitch ass bitch. That's the thing. It's like, you can't argue with stupid. That's the thing. You cannot argue with somebody who's just stupid and loud. You can be loud, but you don't have to be stupid and loud. And this freaking Azealia Banks is stupid and loud. Like, she's already getting in trouble too. Like, she got in some fight at some club where they didn't like let her in for whatever reason. And she like throat punched a bouncer thinking that she's just going to be like, that's going to give her some kind of street cred. But I don't think very many people like care for this chick very much. But she keeps going, telling her that McDonald's has 1.3 million Instagram followers. Followers do not equal importance. You ask the fucking people who put ads on the fucking Instagram. You got 2.3 million followers. You know what they're going to do? They're going to be fucking all over your ass wanting you to fucking push their shit. That's just how that goes, right? And then she goes, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this shit keeps going. She goes, she's like, oh, and then the fucking Sky calls her out at one point saying, now that was corny. Go fix your edges before you come to me. Hide behind your weaves much. Oh, she goes, hashtag bye now. Hide behind your weaves much. Ooh, she told her to go fix her edges. I don't think black ladies take that kindly to that. I do not think, I think that's like, that's a very big slight, if I understand correctly. She goes, like I said, enjoy it while it lasts. That's what this freaking Azealia Banks says. And then she goes, your mom is obviously tweeting for you. Maybe this chick has like, this Sky Jackson chick actually has like a brain. Sounds like it. Sounds like she's got a little bit of a wit. And she's like just fucking with your ass. She's just poking that bear. Because you know what? She just got a whole lot of intentions you never would have had because of your dumb ass. And who comes out smelling like roses while the other one smells like shit? Sky Jackson. I'm just saying it's all. Basically, she goes, keeps on going, this wasted conversation is helping your career. Bye, honey. Kissy emoji. Right? Then freaking... what's her name? Keeps on coming. Freaking Azealia Banks. What's her name? I'm talking about her and I cannot remember her name. She goes, Disney will find another more talented, more interesting black girl to replace you. Poor you. Blah, blah, blah. She keeps going on talking about her mama. She says she's going to be your stage mom forced you into Disney because she failed in her life and you're going to end up depressed and addicted to drugs. That's how these stories always go. All caps on that last part right there, Kanye style. No, it looks like this Sky Jackson chick has her shit together. And the one who is a raving lunatic who is going to end up depressed and addicted to drugs. If I had to make a prediction right here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network, I would have to say that one Miss Azealia Banks is more in the direction of ending up depressed and addicted to drugs, living on the street, trying to like relive her like freaking glory days to anybody who will listen. That's just sort of how I see that going on. Blah, blah, blah. What is this? I don't know what this one means. Does anybody know what this one means? The Sky Jackson came back with at Azealia Banks, take your L like a champ. What is an L? I don't know what the L is. I don't know what the L is. Then Zell comes back with LOL. You'll be in a club smoking an L laced with angel dust. What is the L? I don't know what the L is. I'm going to have to look this shit up. Now I'm confused. I don't know what this is. Ooh, this is, okay, this bitch go, this Azealia Banks is like, she don't hold back. She's like, one right here says, your mom will be up in Disney offices sucking dick for your next fourth lead role. We'll see who's laughing in September. Flatty Patty, by Disney reject. Maybe you can play my maid one TV on. People need to learn how to fucking make sense. Maybe you can play my maid one TV on day. Maybe it's like maybe one day on TV. Maybe you should reread. Like, okay, I'm gonna talk to you, Azealia. You need to proof this shit before you send it because that don't make no damn sense. If you're gonna try to like make a freaking insult, you might want to make sure that the insult makes fucking sense and you put your words in the right order. What's so fucking hard about that? And then Sky Jackson comes back with like a baby laughing. She's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I mean, this shit keeps going. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And then this fucking, then finally, like the Sky Jackson is like, I'm done with you. Bye, Felicia. I'm not even going to get into this anymore. And then fucking Azealia keeps going. That skinny little bitch will be playing some little white girl's best friend in a film I'm directing soon. No, she won't. She might be playing a white girl's best friend in a film, but I'll be guaranteed to you, your bitch ass won't be directing it. No freaking Azealia Banks. She goes, whatever, I'm tired of talking about this. This goes on and on. I highly recommend looking up this freaking Twitter war because it's hysterical. But and I love how people call him out, call out all of these fucking people on these stupid things. But then her mama finally got into it and says, who the fuck is this Azealia person and why am I getting dragged into it? Let me just say this. I don't have to talk or type for anyone. Sky is a true New Yorker and can hold her own. Why is she arguing with a 14-year-old anyway? This mama is saying everything all of us are already thinking, right? Right. She keeps on going, why is she arguing with her? Oh, I read that part already. And why is she putting me into it? She is a grown woman and throwing shade at me is definitely adding fuel to the fire. This industry is too small for her to be saying something she might regret later. Have you not been following this Azealia Banks? She says a lot of shit she should be regretting, but I don't think she does because I don't think she has the capacity to. I'm just saying. So the mama goes on to finish this up. She goes, she's too old to go at it with a 14-year-old, but not too young for me to see her. I don't play those games. So basically, mama was like, you come up in my space and I am going to fucking throat punch your ass. You got that? Because you came after my kid and mama bears do not take kindly to that shit. And I'm about to show you why. So I like that the mama came in and was like, I don't speak for my daughter. She fucking took you down by herself. A 14-year-old took your ass down. So, and as a result of this, from what I understand, Azealia Banks, you know who done broke the fuck up with you? Twitters. Your only place where you get any kind of play. And they're like, bye, Felicia. Azealia Banks is in trouble with the twits again, says right here on the Uproxx site. Azealia Banks quit Twitter again back in March, and after Twitter users rejoiced following her exit using the Azealia Banks deactivated party hashtag, the rapper returned a month later, blah, blah, blah. So, oh, here it goes. Lord have mercy. Pause. after hours of attacking the ex-One Direction singer, that's that Zayn Malik dude we were talking about a little bit ago, for allegedly stealing her look in his latest video. Banks used hate speech and a racist slur against Malik. Then Banks stuck out at a child star, Jackson, after Jackson defended Malik. Good Lord, I can't talk. Telling the teen to grow some hips and start your menzies. What? She's like just fucking rude. But apparently because of all of this, Twitter done broke the fuck up with her and freaking suspended her account. She's like, they're like, no more tweets from you, you fucking racist, homophobe, bitch ass bitch. Bye, Felicia. Broke the fuck up right now, mother trucker. See you later. Get to the back, cause don't nobody want anything to do with you. Fired from a music festival. So now you want to keep going on Twitch. So you can't tweet. You ain't got no music festival to go to. So what you gonna do now? What you gonna do? Like, go out on the street and just accost random strangers as they walk by and tell them they need to start their menses and grow some titties? I don't know. That's whatever. So all y'all, feel better about yourself because you ain't one bitch-ass bitch named Azalea Banks causing trouble, getting fucking broke the fuck up where everybody out there, everybody's breaking the fuck up with her ass. Done and done. All right, let's talk about something else. Ooh, this story cracks my ass up. Because you know what? I don't think there's anything wrong with people out there getting them some, okay? I think everybody should be getting some. People need to get some. I think when people getting some, they are happier, right? When I know when I got some on the regs, I'm a much happier person. That's just how I roll. That's just how this shit works. I'm just saying this out. But apparently this dude, like 9,000 fucking year old dude, right? This Sumner Redstone dude who like is a, like basically owns all the CBS Viacom stock or whatever. But apparently he has been out. He is like 90 something for 92 years old. He has been out freaking. He has been setting up all kind of pieces of ass all over town. He's been having threesomes and all kind of shit. His old ass is still getting it. I'm just saying this out. He is still getting it up in there. And one, I applaud that. But at the same time, he is freaking dirty. He is a dirty old man. Where is the freaking the stories? Oh, here he goes. Here he goes. Here we go. Some of it. So basically, Sumner Redstone, who is 92 years old, right, says here, Sumner Redstone, this is off of the Gawker website, is at least competent enough to arrange for a bunch of threesomes. Mm-hmm. So apparently he's getting sued for something or whatever. Somehow this came out. I don't remember how this came out, but it came out. And there's got these recordings of him. And the thing is, like, people forget. I guess he's old and can't remember that everybody's got cell phones and recording devices and everything now. It ain't like the old days where you had to be wiretapped or whatever, like back in those days. But it says, today in a Los Angeles court, a judge dismissed a suit filed by Manuela Hertzer, widely described as a one-time companion, quote unquote, of Sumner Redstone, the 92-year-old media mogul who is the controlling stake shareholder of CBS and Viacom. Herzer had alleged that Redstone, whose health is fading, he's 92, go figs, right, is not mentally competent to control his own estate, but her argument was found unpersuasive. Her claim is certainly complicated by recordings published today by Radar that capture Redstone graphically arranging for threesomes with several unnamed women. I've also heard that some of these, right, he wanted some men's up in there too. He was like, I'll go both ways. I don't care. I'll take the hole or the pole. That's what he was thinking, right? But on this is talking about ladies. He goes, so on these tapes, which are voicemails compiled by Radar, voicemails, why would you, dude, why don't people do this shit? I don't understand. The people can save this. You get this, Odie old a lot, this can be saved in this generation. You got all that money and all that power, you should at least know this. I'm just saying. But he can be heard describing his sexual desires in detail. Here goes, among them, apparently there's somebody, Bob, who he like runs with, right? But he goes, Bob's never done a threesome with two men. He's done it with three women, so he's a little bit nervous, but he's gonna come because I want him to. So what will probably happen will probably really excite you. Now, this is coming from a 92-year-old motherfucker. I am glad he is still into getting it wet, because you know what? And when I'm 92, I want to still be getting it wet, too. But he goes, I'll fuck her, and she'll suck Bob off, and he'll fuck her, and she'll suck me off. This is what he said, right? So I love how he's like, I want to share the love. I'm not going to take it all for myself. I will allow you to be sucked off, and I will get sucked off, too. He goes, before that, I'll make her jerk off in front of Bob because she's very hot when she jerks off. She's better than what you do. She takes a long time and she moans. So apparently, this 92-year-old Sumner Redstone likes moaners. That's what it is. But this story goes on. I love this shit. The story goes on. Though Radar doesn't state the time frame of when the calls were recorded, Radar executive editor Lachlan Cartwright told this dude, whoever wrote this, I don't want to scroll up, via email that they were made within the last couple of years, blah, blah, blah. In the court filings, Herzer said that Redstone was placed on a feeding tube in 2014 in order to prolong his life, but his ill physical health does not appear to have stopped him from telling one potential lover that he wanted to fuck her ass off, quote, unquote, right? So this is what it said again right here. I love this dude. He is not afraid to say what is on his mind. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, says right here, he goes on, of course I love you. I want to fuck your ass off. You know what? I can arrange for you to participate on Friday. I think you want it. I know you're shy, but you said you want it. Sucking another male partner up. It would get me very happy if you did it. Then we're going to have some real future of sex. So let me know on my cell phone if that's okay, and I'll arrange to have you picked up. So then he goes on and he left another message for like just about a day later. Says, hope you don't mind my language, but I'm craving that. Oh, wait a minute. I got to go back and reread this again so I can put some feeling into it, because this is just too fucking hysterical. Right. So he says right here, hope you don't mind my language, but I am craving that hot cunt of yours. The way I like to suck it and the way. Oh, why? Okay, because, you know, like, my homo gene does not allow me to think about the lady parts down there very often, because I'm okay with the top floor, but the everything below the equator, it's just not in my homo-ness to be appealing, to make it appealing or something I want to talk about. But I'm going to get through this. I'm going to try again right now. Here we go. Okay. Let me see if I can do this and put some feeling into it. Hope you don't mind my language, but I'm craving that hot cunt of yours, the way I like to suck it and the way I like to fuck it. That's this quote un-motherfucking quote, y'all. I ain't making this up. He goes, let me ask you a question. I know you say you're not ready for a threesome with a man, but what about a woman? I think you told me you did threesomes with women. Like, he loved a fucking threesome. Who doesn't? But at the same time, when I'm 92, I don't know if I'd have that much energy for threesome. I think I just need to have one thing to worry about instead of two. But maybe you need that distraction to like keep your mind going or something. I don't know. I really don't know. But apparently, according to this, this David J. Cohen is the judge who dismissed Herzer's lawsuit. And he cited a deposition given by Redstone as evidence that the media mogul was sound of mind. So even though he has like ailments, he's 90 fucking two. But apparently it keeps on going. The Redstone sex life was spelled out in Herzer's legal filings, right? Much to the anticipation of who? Come on, Gawker, get it together. But Vanity Fair's William D. Cohen, in a long article about the tussle for the Redstone estate published a few months ago, said this up in there, right? In Malibu, Herzer claims, Redstone became obsessive about wanting to have sex. After his wife Phyllis initiated divorce proceedings in 1999, he had gone on a dating spree, meeting with a slew of beautiful women, often with Herzer's help. According to the one-time close friend, one of these women remained on retainer with Redstone, getting $5,000 a month at the gate to her Beverly Park, whether she saw him or not. In Malibu, Redstone relentlessly called out for her, demanding that she come over, but she didn't answer the phone. Back in Beverly Park, post-fumigation, Redstone continued to pine for her. She showed up, but he can't have sex, so it's all in his head, right? Says the one-time friend. How can a guy with a feeding tube who can't move have sex? There's no sex. But that's what this chick was claiming. I don't think so. From them other recordings, it sounds like he at least knew how to get his dick sucked and eat pussy. That's what it sounded like to me. Goes, that's so gross, but it's only gross for me. Like, if you enjoy it, go for it. You can have my share, whatever was supposed to be my share of the poontang. You fellas that like the poontang, I will let you have it. You can have all of it. You just take it. Just take my share of poontang that was supposed to be allotted for me, and then that homo gene took over, and then I became more infatuated with peckers and pussy. That's just how that works, right? Well, what do we got? Ooh, we got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood. Hey, whatever. Here we go. So hopefully all y'all are going to be just as randy at 92, because you know what? It must be awfully embarrassing that these recordings have come out to this dude. But at the same time, it's like, I'm glad to see there's a 92-year-old dude out there still getting it and getting it good. Whether you got to pay for it or not, I don't care. Because you know what? My bitch-ass brother a while back said something to me that stuck, where he's like, you know what? I'm going to get laid once a month whether I pay for it or not. And there's something to be said for that. That is probably the only thing that's come out of his mouth in the last several years that you should pay any attention to. But that's a different story for a different day. All right, let's see what else is going on. Do we got anybody on here to make us feel better about ourselves? Ooh. I was going to talk about this freaking how Kristen Stewart and her bitch ass dead eye self, and then all these people still working with Woody Allen. I don't get it. Everybody wants to get all up on the high horse about certain people who do child molestation and stuff. And then, like, there is a very strong case that Woody Allen has done some untoward shit in the day, but these people still work with him. I don't understand. I guess I ain't supposed to understand. I'm just going to whatever. So maybe we'll talk about that on the Tuesday one, because I think more is going to come out, because Woody Allen's got a movie coming out. It's over at the Cannes Film Festival or whatever. Everybody's over there. But that dead-eyed Kristen Stewart is like, I don't know your life. I don't know you. I don't know what was going on. Like, I hate that fucking argument. I don't know his life. You know what? But you know that these people on here who are the children who had happened to, is like saying, yeah, this has happened. And you think that that's something they would just want to do out on the flip side. Like, I don't get it. I can't talk about it. Just the rage is welling up inside, and I would rather go out on a high note thinking that I'm going to be still getting me some at 92 years old, whether I got to pay for it or not. Even if I got a feeding tube, I can get my business worked. I'm just saying. But I come across this here story that should make you all feel better about yourself, because this is not you. But I was over here, and this was off of the world. What is it? Weird. I don't even know what the fucking this says. W-E-I-R-L-D. Weird. What the fuck is W-E-I-R-L-D spell? I don't know. But it does spell good article to make you feel better about yourself over on here. Cuz headline says, drunk toddler found near passed out dad. Mm-hmm. You hear that? So basically, says right here, Georgia father, Marcus Daniel Allen, this was not close to Florida, but not Florida. So, there's that. And says here, a Georgia father, Marcus Daniel Allen, has been found passed out drunk next to his intoxicated toddler, right? On the 7th of May, Marcus Daniel Allen, 20, from Gainesville, Georgia, was found passed the fuck out drunk by a family member whilst at home babysitting his 3-year-old son. The toddler was seen to be moving lethargically and smelling alcohol, and the family member decided to contact the police. Mm-hmm. I've seen a kid when they have done drunk some booze on, like, they picked it up and then kicked it back, because it happened to a friend one time. Her kid, like, just went over and grabbed it and chugged it before anybody could do anything about it. And then that kid stumbled around for a few minutes and then passed the fuck out. He was fine. He woke up probably a little hungover, but no less for wear, right? But I don't think he was as drunk as this kid, because we're going to get to it, right? Says right here, when the police arrived, they investigated the situation to discover Marcus was drinking a fruity cocktail through a straw. And when he had passed out drunk, his son took sips of the alcoholic beverage, leaving the child in an intoxicated state. Mm-hmm. So that's it. You pass out with some freaking fruity ass, sweet ass cocktail drink that tastes good. No, like, there ain't no liquor up in there. Children will drink the fuck out of that shit because it tastes like candy. That's why you need to make sure your booze tastes like booze. So when the kids drink it, they're like, ugh, that's horrible. I don't want none of that. Why does Pop drink this nonsense? No, don't be drinking Fruity McFruit a lot drinks by the children's, because they're going to want to sip. It looks pretty. It's cute. Fruity. It's tasty. It's sweet. That's all the things they like, right? Well, apparently both father and son were taken to the hospital, where it had been discovered that the 3-year-old's blood alcohol intoxication level was twice that of the legal driving limit for an adult. So it was at least a 0.16, right? So that says, which is over 0.16. See, look, I'm throwing in my own 2 cents when I'm trying to get to there. But and another sip of alcohol could have potentially killed the toddler. I'm not so sure of that. I'm sure it wouldn't have helped, but killed one more sip. I don't know. I think that might be exaggeration. But the Gainesville Police Deputy Chief Jay Parrish told the station, had the child ingested more alcohol, it could have been fatal. That's what he's saying. Whilst in the hospital, the father of the child, Marcus, tried to make an escape through the hospital car park, but was apprehended by the police. So he tried to run for it, even though they already knew who the fuck he was. I don't know where the fuck he was going. People do dumbass shit. He's like, flee. So, but apparently Marcus was subsequently arrested and charged with felony count of child cruelty. And because he is under the legal drinking age, he has also been charged with drinking whilst under the legal drinking age limit. So this dude, one Mr. Marcus Daniel Allen, if he ain't making you feel better about yourself right now, then something is wrong with your bitch ass. I'm just saying it's all. And on that note, mother truckers, guess what? That does it for me on the Hollywood Hick today. I thought I had a little bit more time, but I did not. But you've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You can follow me on the Twits at the H Wood Hick. You can also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for me. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. And I'm going to do my best to get two shows in next week because I ain't going to the Homo Pride Parade. No. I ain't going to Homo Rodeo because that's done over, and I hopefully will bounce back in time to do a Tuesday show because my old ass just can't do it quick enough. All right, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble, and I'm out. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now. Sing-a-ling, 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 wow.